So during this month, as far as church is concerned, we're gonna, because a lot of us are gonna be working, we're gonna move to church to Zoom for the month of December. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
On Wednesdays though, we're in the building on Sunday. Wednesdays we will be on Zoom. Everybody got it?
Got it.
Please share that with those that need it. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 5:13. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. When you have it, please say amen. I'll read when the consensus says amen.
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 Amen. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewithal shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Amplified reads, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, its purpose, how can it be made salty? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and walked on by people when the walkways are wet and slippery. Amen? I want to use as my topic tonight, where's your flavor? Where's the flavor? Amen? I ain't gonna be long. I'm gonna get to it so y'all can go cook and do what you gotta do. But you're gonna leave out of here with something. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over this message. Let it anoint us, Lord. Let it anoint our ears to hear what you desire to speak to us, Lord. Help it to be embedded in our souls and our characters, Lord. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak through me, Lord, because it's you that gets the glory. It's you that we want to relegate praise to. So, Father, we lift you up tonight. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord, because we believe that you've gone before us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you all. You may be seated. Time is flying. Amen.
Amen.
Time is going really, 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 really fast, right? That's the fourth trumpet. The Bible says that he sped up the time for the very elect's sake. So that means that that's a sign of the end times. Amen? It's one of the signs. He sped up time, so timing is short. And we know what the Bible says about the devil. The Bible says that the devil has come to earth with great rage, with great wrath, with great fury. Amen? Because he knows that his time is short. Right?
Yeah.
So that means that if his time is short to disrupt the earth, that means that our time is short to be the salt that we're called to be. That means that we have to make decisions and choices today that can affect our future moving forward. I'm not talking about heaven right now. I'm talking about the work that you do prior to you even making it to heaven. Amen? The Bible says that you're going to be judged by your word, thoughts, or your deeds as well. So that means that if you're working in the kingdom of God, you're doing something on behalf of God, all of that goes as a record before God, and we're held accountable for that. Everybody say amen if you understand where I'm going. Right? So Brother Eric was preaching on Sunday, and as he was preaching, he started talking about the salt of the earth. And immediately I pulled out my phone and made a note so that I didn't forget, because I felt like the Lord wanted me to go in this direction. And to further confirm it, your testimony is exactly right on point, because that's what the salt of the earth looks like.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The salt of the earth is being in a position where you say, God, use me today to speak or say whatever I need to say to whoever it is that you choose for me to speak to, so that I can bring life and not death.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So Brother Eric was talking about that, and I was like, you know what, let me take a note. I was sitting next to Jay Eric. He's always taking notes. And so I was like, let me jot that down. And so I jotted it down and I locked it in the vault. I said, okay, Lord, I know what my next sermon is going to be. So today I had a conversation with my dear sister Cindy, and we was talking about, in essence, the salt of the earth. Amen. That's what we were talking about. The salt being active and so on and so forth. And the church basically coming to a place where you realize who you are.
Yeah. Yes.
See, some of you didn't hear that. That just went over your head because you're thinking about what you're going to do when you leave here. But see, when you leave here, you need to know who you are.
Yes.
You are blood bought with a price. You've been filled with the Spirit. So when you leave here, you need to understand who you are. I told a gentleman today, I said, do you know who you are? I said, see, you worried about what's going on and what race and nationality and what DNA says that you are. But see, we ain't worried about what DNA says. We're talking about a supernatural DNA. You see, when the Lord placed his Spirit inside of you, that made you heir to the promise of Abraham. So you are of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through a supernatural infilling of the Holy Ghost. So you better walk out of here and know who you are. Amen. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I better not say that. Well, I'm going to say it. Right? See, there's people in here who won't eat everybody's food. They don't just eat anybody's food. Right? And it ain't that. They got a personal problem with you. Look, I'm like, we need to tread lightly because we might have a prayer meeting after this. But what it is sometimes food lacks flavor. It don't taste like nothing. So when you eat it, you're like, ooh, y'all know how y'all go when y'all go to the restaurant. Some of y'all be watching how y'all shake salt. Don, she's not here. But I watch how you shake salt on that steak and so on and so forth. And I'll be like, my God, are you going to look? Are you going to taste the meat? You know, sometimes we can go a little bit overboard, but the only reason why you go for the salt shaker is why? It's because it don't have any flavor.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
If it doesn't have flavor, you don't want to taste it. You don't want to eat it. I know I don't, right? When we're catering, the first thing we do is here, taste this and tell me what you think, right? So we'll taste it and we'll start eating it and we'll be like, it doesn't taste like anything. It's bland. So we add salt. Amen? We add some type of salt. There's different variations of salts. There's kosher salt. Kosher salt is good for blending all your flavors together. Then you have table salt, which you add a little bit to it and so on and so forth. And to me, it just tastes plain out salty, right?
Yeah.
But then you have Himalayan salt. You have Celtic salt. You have all of these different types of salt. What does that mean to you and I? See, Jesus said that you're the salt of the earth, so that means that you bring a certain flavor to the body. We're so worried about moving and being like somebody else, so we sit on the back seat. I can't preach like this. I can't do it like this. I can't teach like this. I can't teach like that. Well, guess what? You're not supposed to do it like them. You're not supposed to act like them. You're supposed to teach like God told you to teach. You're supposed to be who you're called to be. Why? Because you bring that certain flavor to the body. All salt is not the same. So as I begin to put my notes together, I said, Lord, I like stories in the Bible, and just give me a story. And then the Lord laid Galatians chapter 2, verse 11, where Peter, and where Paul checked Peter. Y'all remember that, right? Where Paul had to go to Peter and put him in place. I'm going to read it. He says, now when Cephas Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him face to face about his conduct there because he stood condemned by his own actions. So for the young people that's in the room, Peter... Most of you know who Peter is because you read it in a Bible study, but Peter was given the task to go to the Gentiles to tell them that, hey, salvation has been extended to you. Before, it was an abomination for a Gentile to be in the same presence as a Jew, and they couldn't sit down and break bread, they couldn't eat, they couldn't do any of those things together. So what happened is when Peter started moving and Peter started getting back around his old friends and he started going around some of those old familiar ways of thinking, Peter began to forget who he was and what God was calling him to do. See, how that makes sense in our life and what we're doing today is, see, you've been called to be separate. You've been called to be the salt. But see, you can't be the salt and you're trying to be like everybody else that's on the table. You see, there's a whole lot of sin that's on the table, but God has called you to... God is trying to use you to be different. But you can't be different because you're too busy going back to the old ways of thinking like you learned before you came into the church. Am I preaching to somebody right now? So the Bible says in verse 2, before certain men came from James, he used to eat his meals with the Gentiles, but when the men from Jerusalem arrived, he began to withdraw and separate himself from Gentile believers because he was afraid of the circumcision. It's okay to be different. Oh, I feel like I'm preaching to some dry bones tonight. Like somehow I'm ready to go home and eat. I'm ready to go home and go to bed. Let me say it again. It's okay to be different.
Amen.
It's okay to not be like somebody else that's out there that's not doing what they're supposed to do. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm this type of salt or that type of salt. And Lord, however it is that you use me. It's okay, Sister Whitney, to get up every day and say, Lord, I need you to use me before I put my feet to the ground. Why? Because you're making yourself available. Because if you don't make yourself available to God, you're going to make yourself available to something. Old ways of thinking. So Paul says, the rest of the Jews joined you in your hypocrisy. Knowing the knowledge of the Jews and the Gentiles' relationships in the past, with the result even Barnabas was carried away by the hypocrisy. So Paul is telling them, you're a hypocrite. pray that you're the salt. You were the salt when you went to the Gentiles, but now you're too good for them. Oh, hallelujah. You were salt when you were given the task to go and speak to Cornelius and his family, but now you're too good to sit in the same room or sit at the same table because you got around your friends. You are in violation, Peter.
Wow.
He was telling them, listen, you got to remember where you came from. You got to remember, Peter, that you are the salt of the earth. And if you lose your flavor in the midst of them, then what good are you to them and what good are you to the kingdom of God? You have to make up your mind what you're going to be. You either going to be salt or you're going to be pepper. Woo, I ain't talking about a beard right now. But when I saw that they were not being straightforward about the truth of the gospel is what Paul said, I told Cephas, Peter, in front of everyone, if you being a Jew live as you have been living, like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how is it that you are now virtually forcing Gentiles to live like Jews if they want to eat with you? So basically, in the presence of this type of person, you're this way. But when they come in here, now all of a sudden you got all of these requirements that they got to meet. Let me tell you how that looks, right? So you want to be holy in church.
Yeah.
You come to church like you got it all together and that you're really trying to praise Jesus and trying to be the salt of the earth. But then when you leave out of here, you do contrary and you become something completely different. Paul came against that mentality. He says, you're going to have to get on the side and stay on one because at some point in time, it's going to be required of you. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, my scripture reference, he says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewithal shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something about salt, right? So I was looking at this nutritionalist. You know, she's a Christian nutritionalist. And what she does is she likes to use natural remedies because she studied it in correlation to what the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
See, the Bible has an answer for everything that you have need of. Where do you think that they found medicinal, or saying that marijuana had medicinal values? It's because it's in the scripture. It talks in the Bible about being able to cook certain plants and so on and so forth. And when you study it and you dive into it, you can see that the Bible has an answer to everything that you might desire. It didn't say smoke it. That's abusing the power of it. It said cook with, you know. Yeah, amen. See, what happens with humans is we pollute the usage of it all. Yeah, we can do whatever. It's from the earth. It's from the earth. No, one thing leads to another. There's people on breathing machines developing sarcoidosis because they use marijuana wrong. But when you look at the Bible, it's an answer. It has an answer to everything that you can actually go through, right? So I was listening to her teach, and as she was teaching, she started talking about salts, right? And then when I started studying the salts for myself, let's start with Himalayan salt. Himalayan salt is a mineral that's rich in its content, and it helps your body detoxify, all right? So I want y'all to hold that for a minute. When you go get a massage, and they start digging, right? They put their elbows into it, they working it, and you like, you know, when they finish, guess what they tell you to do? They say go drink water because they stir up all the toxins in your body. Amen? So what happens is when those toxins are in your body, those toxins got in your body through your food, through what you ate, or what you put inside your system. Amen? You see, there's things that this world is in, that this world is entangled in that they've allowed to get into their system. Hallelujah. But see, when you're of the salt of the earth like God called you to be, God has tasked you and given you the power to help them to detoxify and to reverse what's going on. You reverse the process to help them become what they need to be. Some of you are looking at me like, yeah, that's too much. But let me tell you something. At some point in time, it's going to be required of you. At some point in time, Jesus is going to come to you and say, just like Paul told Peter, you're going to have to get on the side. You can't keep coming to church and being a hypocrite. You're going to have to get on the side and make up your mind. You're either going to be the salt, or I'm going to have to push you out to bring somebody in that's willing to walk that way. Himalayan salt contains more than 80 mineral elements, one being potassium. We get through hooping. JoJo, he's lifting all these weights, legs getting big, He deadlifting a half a million. When he get through hooping, he be like, woo! Your muscles is tightening up, right? I'm done lifting weights for 2 weeks. But that's not the issue. The issue is his body is lacking something and he has to replace it. Amen? It's lacking potassium. Give me a banana. Can I get some salt, right? You got to put that back in your system so that you can get the body right. Hey, right? Right? He says, I ain't hooping for a while. I got to get my, no, you just need to drink some more water. You need to get some more potassium. You just need a little Himalayan salt, right? Just put some Himalayan crystals in your mouth and it'll help you. You'll stop cramping. It'll come out, right? Not only that, it says all of these minerals in Himalayan salt, it aids our body's natural detoxification process and it promotes the removal of bacteria that's in your body. Ooh, see, this is some powerful stuff. When you start studying why God used certain things, then you start realizing how powerful what he chose is. Amen. It says it's going to detoxify and remove bacteria. Right now, everybody, they say, have parasites in their body in some form or way, right? But salt has the ability to remove and uproot the parasite that's in your body. The Lord said that you are the salt of the earth, and you have the ability to uproot the parasites of Satan. You have the ability to uproot the parasites of the devil, but you can't do it if you're too busy walking. Then there's another salt. This one's real good. Celtic salt. It's called Celtic sea salt. I'm going to buy me some. I got the Himalayan salt. We got a bunch of that pink salt in there. I gave Don some the other day too, right? Celtic salt is rich in essential minerals just like Himalayan salt. It has trace elements that support psychological functions. Right? That's biology. It helps to make you feel good. It helps to promote an overall better lifestyle. Yes. You're the salt of the earth. You have the ability to change somebody's lifestyle. You have the ability to aid in their overall well-being if you make yourself available to them. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. From magnesium to potassium, these nutrients play vital roles in promoting overall health and well-being. Enhances nutrient absorption by incorporating Celtic salt into your meals. You can boost food nutrient absorption by 7%. This means that your body can better assimilate the nutrients from the foods you consume, optimizing you for overall intake. Amen? Amen. So, how can they absorb truth if you don't feed them? How are they going to absorb truth if you're scared to talk to somebody about Jesus? Right. See, you can go smoke with them and you can go chill with them, but you can't tell them about the Bible? That's right. See, that's a problem. I can go have sex with them, but I can't tell them about the Bible? Right. You see, that's a problem. Amen. Supports the digestive health. This salt's ability, or it has the ability to stimulate saliva and gastric digestive secretion, aids in breaking down carbohydrates into easily absorbable nutrients. This supports your digestive system, leading to reduced bloating and improved nutrient utilization. Right? So, in essence, let me make it short. Celtic salt helps you poop. It helps you purge. Purge means poop. It helps you to purge. Amen? Which this is the good one though, right? It helps you to purge. So that means that all of that garbage that they eating and that they feeding them out there. Yeah, see, y'all got to be with me right now. See, all that garbage that they feed your children in the schools, all that garbage that they feed your children through the reels, all of the garbage that they feed them through the teachers. You see, mom and dad that got the Holy Ghost have the ability to help them purge. Yeah. Go speak to it. No, mine ain't finna listen to it. They're not a pronoun. They're men and women. Yeah. He, her, she, he. That's all. There ain't no they.
Right.
Because it's only one of them.
No.
Celtic salt contains essential electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, which are vital for maintaining proper fluid balance, nerve functions, and muscle contractions.
Hey, see, look at JoJo. He's cheating.
I wouldn't be surprised if he already ordered it on Amazon, right? JoJo back there, geez, I'm about to get some Celtic salt. You gonna have it in that double. I was having a conversation with a gentleman today. Love him to death. And this is one of those other confirmations, you know what I'm saying, where you're having a conversation with somebody that's lining right up with what God wants you to preach. So I was talking to him. He starts talking to me about science. So I said, okay, well, what about it? So he starts talking about how basically, scientists have found the hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics. Scientists found hieroglyphics. I hate that word. But they found hieroglyphics on the walls in Egyptian pyramids that depict the story of the Genesis flood, and how the pyramids were here 10,000 years ago, which makes it older than the Bible. So I listened to it, and right off the back, I was like, I got a question for you. And he says, what? Now, mind you, he's baptized in Jesus' name. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, so what do you gain, or what's it going to give you to believe that? He says, well, I get more knowledge. I said, okay, you got more knowledge. What is the knowledge going to produce? So he thinks for a minute, and we keep going back and forth, and then finally he was just like, you know, it just shows me that there's other names of God and so on and so forth. So I said to the young man, I said, that's a problem. I said, let me ask you a question. He says, what's the question? I said, have you ever read your Bible from beginning to end? He says, no. So I said, so what that shows me then is, not only do you not have a relationship with God, that means that you've usurped the word of man over the word of God, and you've had a supernatural experience with the living God, because he didn't just tell you to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. He told you who he was, and it came with evidence. When that evidence comes, guess what? It's like a signed contract, because he's validated and vindicated that his word is true. So you mean to tell me that you can read science or study science and it's going to eradicate the experience that you have? So we go back and forth for a little bit, and I got to the Celtic salt part where it says you can help them purge that garbage right up out of them. Amen? Purge it. So I said, you know what your problem is? I said, you don't have a relationship with God. Let's come back to that. And he says, well, you don't know how or what I got going on in my personal experience. And I said, you know what? I said, that's not what the word of God says. I said, the word of God says that anyone that adds to or takes from the word in this book is going to be an abomination, and let them be accursed. So he keeps going, well, you don't know how I pray and when I pray. And I said, well, the Bible says, your word, it says that the Bible says to pray without ceasing, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. I said, did you pray about the information that you studied from the scientists? He says, no. I'm offended. I said, I'm not trying to offend you. I said, but the Bible says that too. Have I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth right now? I said, I love you. I said, I'm not going to just tell you anything to just sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you, the problem is you don't have a relationship with God. Well, why do you say that? Because the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word of God. And the Word was God. And God made the Word flesh. So his Word existed first. So that means that if you haven't read and studied his Word, which is the first point of contact with him, is what brought you to salvation, and you don't know it, then you don't have a relationship with God. Understand what you're saying? You still don't know. I said, you know what? Then the Holy Ghost kicked in. And I said, you know what? I said, I just feel in the Holy Ghost that I'm your confirmation. He says, what do you mean? I said, somebody else has been telling you to get in your Bible, but you won't read the Word. He says, you're right. My daddy keep telling me every day that I need to get in the Word, but I won't read the Word of God. I says, listen to me. I'm never going to tell you anything that's going to hurt you. I'm going to tell you something that's going to benefit you. I wasn't trying to offend you, but what I am telling you is that in these last days, the Bible says that men are going to become lovers of themselves. They're going to be truth breakers, heady, high-minded. That means they're going to present to you things that look like God, but it's not God. How is it that every time they put out something that's out on the internet or anywhere, they're trying to eradicate what the Bible stands for and trying to remove God out the picture? But see, what you have to remember to do is to keep God involved and to keep God in the picture. Because the moment you start reading your Word, then you can say, you know what? That's crap and I'm not believing it. You know what? It's not for me. I don't have time to hear it. Then you'll be able to defend your position. But it's when you know the God that you serve. You don't know the Word of God, how are you going to defend the gospel? You don't know the Word of God, how are you going to be salt when somebody comes at you and says, I don't want to serve your God? But you can tell them about it when you know what the pages say. Because guess what? You are your own flavor. Nobody can do it like you. You are who you are. And God needs you to go and minister to who He's called you to minister to, because you have the flavor of their palate. You have the flavor that their palate desires. But some of you just don't care enough, unfortunately, yet. Where that burden hasn't developed. You can care less. I'm young. I'm going to school. I'm a girlfriend. In my life. In my career. Guess what? Make sure that when you're doing all of this, that it lines up with the Word of God. Make sure that it lines up with what God tells you to do. Because guess what? You're going to be in this loop. You do it without God, you're going to be in a loop. And you'll find yourself right back in the same position you was year after year, not moving, not evolving, because you're doing it without God. You don't serve a God that just goes in circles like the children of Israel. He sent them in a circle because they didn't understand who He was. But see, when you understand that we serve a God that's progressive, He constantly keeps left and right before Him. He's constantly moving forward. So if you're not moving forward with Him and in His will, you might trip up and find yourself debilitated and lagging behind when He called you to be the salt of the earth. Stand with me. Celtic salt, when combined with warm water, it can cause relief for skin irritation. It promotes healthier skin. Its organic plankton and magnesium content provides a natural soothing effect. So it has internal and external. And that's who the Lord said you are. You have internal value and you have external value. There's value for you in the church, and you have value outside of the church. There's something for you to do here, and there's something for you to do out there. But see, it's going to require for you to be the same out there as you are in here. That when you leave here, I'm the same salt every time you see me. I got the same flavor profile every time you see me. I didn't switch up because somebody tried to mix it up with me or tried to blend. I'm the same flavor every time you see me. I'm not changing. I'm going to be the same here, and I'm going to be the same there. You're the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Make sure you have your flavor, or else you're not worth anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, right now, Lord, that the message that was ministered, Lord, it seeps down into our souls, Lord God, that we receive it, Father. If we don't receive it, let's pray about it. Show us areas in our lives where we can improve. You already know, Father, because you're omniscient, omnipotent. You already set a course of action, Lord, and you've already begun doing some of those things in some of our lives. We know that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Strengthen us. Strengthen us, Lord. Build us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you tonight. If you need to spend a little time in prayer at the altar or wherever you sit, the altar is open, or you're right where you stand or where you're sitting, you're okay to pray there.